It's the Kelly Kelly Show with your host, Doug Kelly, a book author and award-winning writer, and Kelly Kelly, a travel writer and award-winning photographer.
It is indeed the Kelly Kelly Show, your Monday afternoon ride whisking you away from Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump and delivering you into the warm embrace of subjects lighter, breezier, and more interesting. So come with us this hour, won't you, and enjoy some entertaining interviews without arguing. I'm Doug Kelly.
And I'm Kelly Kelly, broadcasting live from the bright neon lights and plush studio of the Tan Talk Radio Network in Clearwater. You're listening to one of five channels spread across Tampa Bay, and our thing is upbeat, lively chat with a positive theme.
Speaking of positive themes, today we have a guest named Richard Lowe, who's a professional ghostwriter. No, he doesn't write about witches and haunted houses. But instead, this type of ghostwriting helps people author books and articles. He's also authored an amazing 63 books of his own. We'll talk more about that.
We'll delve more into the interesting life of Richard Lowe, and then we're going to chat with Steve Markley of Really Hooked Fishing Company. Stephen appeared on the TV series Shark Tank to try and get a backer for his invention.
Yeah, well, if you've ever watched Shark Tank, it's a national TV series. It has five very wealthy investors, and they listen to sales pitches from entrepreneurs seeking backing for their businesses. And Mark Cuban, the rather dynamic owner of the Dallas Mavericks NBA team and a billionaire investor, is one of the sharks. And Shark Tank's one of my favorite shows.
It'll be really interesting to hear inside comments from someone who's been a contestant on Shark Tank and can describe the behind-the-scenes goings-on.
Well, especially because Mark Cuban ended up being an investor in the product that our guests that we'll have on later has. So it's a smoked fish dip of all things. So anyway, but before that, here's a true-false question. Florida is the southernmost state in the United States. True or false? The answer right after this.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting against childhood cancer every day. At the heart of this battle are our donors.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
The fact that no one has to pay, it's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here. And it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at guyharvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including customized merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation research and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at guyharvey.com.
As the number one beach in America, with our signature sugar sand, we all know what an amazing destination Clearwater is to visit. In addition to welcoming our guests and enhancing the visitor's experience, the Clearwater Regional Chamber is helping to improve the way we live and work. Representing over 600 businesses in every type of industry, the Chamber's work is broad, diverse, and dynamic, including building alignment of vision with our partners, offering promotion and marketing assistance, and advocacy with our local, state, and national decision makers in order to leverage the economic impact to our region. The Clearwater Regional Chamber is going strong as a collective voice of business and has been for over 95 years. So we invite you to join us in making Clearwater the premier place to live, work, and play. Contact the Clearwater Regional Chamber at 727-461-0011 or visit us online at www.clearwaterflorida.org.
If you're in the hospitality business, here's an important message that can help you. Gold Compass is a company based in Clearwater that serves the Tampa Bay area and performs a very confidential and helpful service. Known publicly as Mystery Shopping, Gold Compass sends investigators posing as regular customers into your hotel, restaurant, or business. They evaluate everything from attitudes to service to quality to integrity. You receive a comprehensive narrative report that details all the findings, gives you a clear picture of how employees are treating your customers and how customers view your business. It's the kind of feedback that's currently assisting owners and managers of cruise lines, hotels, and restaurants so they can objectively review employee performances, tighten procedures, encourage more repeat business, and therefore improve their bottom lines. For details on how Gold Compass can help you, call them at 727-724-4949. That's 727-724-4949.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kelly Kelly with Doug Kelly. To answer the true-false question before the break, Florida is not the southernmost state. That geographic distinction belongs to Hawaii. You'll see that right away when looking at a globe or a world map.
That's right. Our first guest, by the way, Richard Lowe, knew that answer immediately. who, like me, grew up as an Air Force brat, traveled all over the country and maybe even internationally as well as I did. He gained a fondness for reading from his mother at a very early age, and that sprung within him a desire to become an author when he grew up. After a 20-year stint as director of computer operations for Trader Joe's Company and other computer firms, Richard became a photographer and photographed every national park in the western U.S., and it kind of launched his writing career.
Richard, it's great to have you with us on the Kelly Kelly Show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Super.
Tell us about your experiences with national parks and later work with performers and shooting Renaissance festivals, Civil War enactments, and similar events.
Well, it started in 2005 when my wife passed away, and I wanted to avoid the grief. And how do you avoid grief? Well, I decided to get out.
Sure.
Since I tend to be introverted.
So it's easy to fall into a depression.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I decided to pick up my camera and go to the national parks, and I started with the local ones, and then before long I was going to national, you know, the Grand Canyon and all the other ones, and then the state parks because I ran out of national parks, and then some of the local parks, and then the Renaissance fairs and reenactment festivals and things like the Civil War reenactments. And then I ran into some dancers at one of the Renaissance fairs, and they became best friends with me. And introduced me to the whole dance community down in Southern California.
Wow.
And I became pretty much the Southern California belly dance photographer and dance photographer.
Oh, that's horrible work.
I know, it was terrible.
That's terrible. I have to commend you for keeping your mind just particularly specifically on your photography work.
They used to give me the front row center at the big stage, big shows.
Lucky big you. Names. Lucky you. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you probably snapped over the years up to 1 million images.
I did. Over 1 million images and 1,500 videos.
Incredible.
Wow.
Incredible. Well, you inevitably progressed to the field of writing and became a best-selling book author. Mention some of your book topics and writing accomplishments.
Well, the first book I wrote was on computer security, since I'm a computer person. That one sold exactly 12 copies.
Okay. All right.
Which is pretty normal for the first book. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote a book on something else that I forget, and then I wrote on LinkedIn. And I really pushed that one using all of the various technology that I had to promote books. So I got 1,200 people to read it. I got almost 80 reviews, and I released it and managed to get a pop in the sales to about almost 1,000. And when you get to 1,000 sales, you could buy a BookBub ad. So I bought a BookBub ad, and then in 3 days, it sold, I think, almost 5,000 copies.
Oh, nice.
Which
nice.
Pushed it to the top of the Kindle list for 3 days.
Fantastic.
So it's a Kindle bestseller. And then I had a bunch of other, then I just kept writing.
Yeah, so you've written 63 books, and you've ghostwritten 20. Can you explain the role of a ghostwriter?
A ghostwriter is hired by somebody who wants to write a book but doesn't have the time, doesn't have the ability, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's a complex process to create a book. Mm-hmm. So they hire me,
yeah,
or somebody like me. I'm kind of the mid-range ghostwriter. I'm not the ones you find on Elance, and I'm not the ones that do the celebrities. I'd like to do the celebrities, but mm-hmm. I'm not there yet. So what I do is I interview them, I get their notes, and I work with them to write a book. Sometimes it's a very intense, I got one client every single day for a weekday. We're online with each other for an hour a day going through the book. We've been doing that for almost a year, we're almost done.
Wow, that's intense.
For another client, I did a 2-hour interview and she said, fine, you're done, go write the book. That one's scary because at the end you hand the book and like, I hope it's right.
Sure, that's unbelievable. Well, besides books, you've written over 1,000 articles for blogs, websites, social media. What's your opinion of the future of print journalism in this new age of computers and the internet?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think print journalism has to find a way to survive. People still like print journalism because they're in the supermarket or in the airplane, and it works really well.
There's still a tangible element.
There's a tangible element, of course.
People are holding a book or holding a magazine or a newspaper.
Books are on the rise.
Yeah.
Paperbacks and hardcovers, because people like that. Mm. And they're actually rising faster. I believe, I don't remember the full statistics, but I believe they're rising faster than ebooks. Ebooks kind of flattened out because some people like ebooks and some don't.
Yeah.
I tend not to like ebooks. I tend to like books. I like a hard, nice book in
my
hand.
Sure.
But I also like an ebook for when I'm on an airplane and I have on my library of 400 books.
Mm-hmm. But it's certainly put the kill, well, not the kill, but it's certainly put a major hit on newspapers, because obviously newspapers can't deliver the day's news today as the internet can, or television, or even radio for that matter. Mm-hmm. So that's...
To be honest, I don't even know why newspapers still exist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're
and,
struggling.
And news magazines.
Bird cages. They
and even news websites. the ones that are advertising generated, they're starting to fall because mm-hmm. the advertising model isn't working well anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
So what projects or goals are you now working on?
I've set a goal this year to get 2 new books a month. I want to ghostwrite 24 books this year.
That's, wow. That is really active.
Yeah, I can do that. I've calculated out how many hours and things. We'll see if I can really do it.
Wow.
And I just need the clients to come in, and I've been working very hard on generating clients.
So if somebody was interested in getting you as a ghostwriter, how would they contact you?
They would go to thewritingking.com. So that's, if you have to put the the in front,
uh-huh.
writingking.com. And there's a contact form on there, and you just do that. Or you could go to fictionmasterclass.com. And there's also a contact form on there, and you could go there.
Okay. What's a ballpark cost? I mean, if I wanted you to ghostwrite a book for me of 300 pages, softback, what's a ballpark? I mean, is that going to cost $10,000, $20,000?
300-page book, 9x6, is going to probably run between $15,000 to $25,000, depending on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on the word count, how much research I have to do,
sure,
and how many interviews I have to do.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I know there's a lot of variables there.
Yeah.
So you do shorter and longer books, too?
I've done books where shorter books for $2,500 all the way up to books for $35,000.
Yeah, that's that's a lot of work.
It sure is.
Well, you you also have podcasts and blogs and all sorts of different things. What would you say is your favorite format? Is it book writing, it seems to be, or is it articles or blogs?
Or photography?
Well, I enjoyed the photography, mostly because I focused on photographing women.
Okay.
That was my focus, because I wanted to get out, I wanted to extrovert. And
yes, of course, mm-hmm. Of course.
But my main thing is books. My main target right now is books. I've done 300 LinkedIn profiles, I can do that, I can do blogs and things. I can do a lot of things. But I really like doing books.
Sure.
So that's the kind of client I'm trying to attract, and it's working pretty well.
And you moved from California here to Clearwater.
2013.
Yeah, well, how do you like it so far?
I like it a lot better than California.
Do you? Where were you in California?
I was near L.A.
All right.
I grew up in San Bernardino. And
you don't miss the earthquakes?
I don't miss California at all.
Yeah. Okay.
0%.
0%.
Good. What's your favorite place to visit in the world? Just a off the mark type of question.
I'd have to answer with two favorite places I visited. Number one was Ensenada, but not because I was going to Ensenada, but because I went there four times as the photographer on a belly dance cruise with 400 belly dancers.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I was one of the few men there, and I got to photograph all the dancers. That was really rough. I never even got off the ship. I never saw Ensenada.
How do you spell heaven?
Well, most of them were performing and taking classes and things, right. So they were all busy, but
sure.
I was in there photographing and having a great old time.
I'll bet.
Wow, I'll and bet.
The other one's the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon is awesome.
That's magnificent.
It's an awesome place.
Magnificent.
Yeah. Who's your role model in life?
Besides me.
My role model in life.
You have a favorite author? Or?
I would actually have to say Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I think he was a good guy who had he had the right ideas and the right concepts, especially at a very tough time. Yeah. We need another Martin Luther King now.
Peaceful.
We sure do.
Peaceful demonstrations.
We sure do.
Yeah,
he was absolutely an icon in our history, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And, of course, we just celebrated that his birthday last week, now that you mention it. Well, it's now time to play our popular Make a Choice game. I know you don't know about this, but kind of springing on our guests. We're going to mention two items, and you just choose your favorite. That's simple enough.
Okay.
You ready? All right.
Summer or Winter Olympics?
Winter.
Well, why?
I grew up in the mountains in the snow.
Ah, okay. That explains that. Frogs or lizards?
Lizards.
Okay. All right.
A mountain stream or the sea?
Mountain stream. Again, I grew up in the mountains.
Yeah. It's kind of magnificent, you know. And I used to live in Cheyenne, Wyoming. My dad was stationed at an Air Force base called Warren Air Force Base there. And we'd go down to Colorado Springs, Estes Park. And standing in those streams and looking at some of those old cabins, it makes you feel so good. It's just such a wonderful thing. Okay, well, he believes he chooses mountain streams over the sea, and that's a tough one for me because I love both.
Me too.
Quite a bit, so that's a tough one. Shaved ice or snow cone?
Snow cone.
Okay.
Twitter or Instagram?
Twitter. I've never used Instagram.
You know, I haven't either.
I've never even logged in.
I haven't either. I'm not even registered there. Do you have both?
You might like it, though. It's all photos.
I just don't have so much time today.
I know.
What's your favorite, Instagram or Twitter?
You know what? I don't like either.
Okay.
Probably Instagram.
You didn't give me a third choice.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, Facebook? Do you have a third choice?
I live on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's B2B.
That's how you reached out to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love biographies especially. Absolutely love them.
Modern history or ancient history?
Ancient history, especially Rome.
I like that too.
Have you been to Europe?
No.
You got to do that.
Someday.
Yeah, got to go over there, visit the Colosseum and all of those amazing landmarks that luckily are still with us but won't be forever. This is going to be an interesting one. What do you prefer, reading or writing?
Writing.
More creatives. That's a creative release, right?
Yeah.
But then again, you did form your fondness for writing and becoming an author with your being a dedicated reader.
Yeah, it's 60-40.
Yeah. Well, Kelly was an ardent reader, and your mother used to read to you every day.
Yeah.
And
I started reading at 3, so.
Age of 3. And.
I read every day.
Yeah?
Every day.
She was a prolific reader. My dad was never a reader until World War II, and he was a prisoner of war. He was a pilot. And you got nothing to do in a prisoner of war camp except read old books and tattered things. And after he did that, when he got back after that, forever after, he became a reader. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting once you get into it and realize how it stimulates your brain and your mind. You become hooked.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
And we expect to see your name pop up on the New York Times bestseller list here anytime soon. Again, refresh for the the benefit of listeners, how people can reach you to get your services and learn more about what you do.
They can go to thewritingking.com, so that's thewritingking.com.
Right.
And, or Fiction Masterclass, that has some courses that I've written for writers that they can buy.
Excellent.
And both of them have contact forms.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Great.
And just as a side note, you probably saw it on my biography, something I really believe in is human rights, especially these days.
Mm-hmm.
And the UN human rights is pretty much the basis of what I believe in, and humanrights.com is where you can find those out.
Very, very good. Excellent. Well, you had mentioned that you're, when I asked you earlier before the show about ghostwriting, and you said you'll do it for just about any subject or topic except any of those that you disagree with philosophically.
Correct.
You're very anti-drug.
Of course.
So you're to be, you know, commended for that, because for some people, money is what counts first, and their personal integrity second. So I'm glad you got that in the right order.
Well, it's funny, when your integrity goes out, your money goes down too over time.
Sure.
That's true.
Sure, and your self-esteem and all those other things. So, all right, once again, thanks for being on the show.
Okay,
all
thank
right,
you.
Man, very good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Before we pause for these announcements, here's another true-false question you might know about the great state of Florida. Florida is the nation's largest producer of oranges, but is it true or false that Florida also produces the most watermelons? The answer right after we return.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else, because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're in the hospitality business, here's an important message that can help you. Gold Compass is a company based in Clearwater that serves the Tampa Bay area and performs a very confidential and helpful service. Known publicly as Mystery Shopping, Gold Compass sends investigators posing as regular customers into your hotel, restaurant, or business. They evaluate everything from attitudes to service to quality to integrity. You receive a comprehensive narrative report that details all the findings, gives you a clear picture of how employees are treating your customers and how customers view your business. It's the kind of feedback that's currently assisting owners and managers of cruise lines, hotels, and restaurants so they can objectively review employee performances, tighten procedures, encourage more repeat business, and therefore improve their bottom lines. For details on how Gold Compass can help you, call them at 727-724-4949. That's 727-724-4949.
As the number one beach in America, with our signature sugar sand, we all know what an amazing destination Clearwater is to visit. In addition to welcoming our guests and enhancing the visitor's experience, the Clearwater Regional Chamber is helping to improve the way we live and work. Representing over 600 businesses in every type of industry, the Chamber's work is broad, diverse, and dynamic, including building alignment of vision with our partners, offering promotion and marketing assistance, and advocacy with our local, state, and national decision makers in order to leverage the economic impact to our region. The Clearwater Regional Chamber is going strong as a collective voice of business and has been for over 95 years. So we invite you to join us in making Clearwater the premier place to live, work, and play. Contact the Clearwater Regional Chamber at 727-461-0011 or visit us online at www.clearwaterflorida.org.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including customized merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation research and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Here we go on. Me?
All right, well, we're back for the second half of the Kelly Kelly Show, coming at you live on the Tantalk Radio Network in Tampa Bay. Before the ad break, Kelly asked if it's true or false that Florida is the nation's largest producer of watermelons. Well, it's true. And as a matter of fact, Florida also produces the most tomatoes, strawberries, and sugar in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
Now in its 10th season on ABC, Shark Tank has racked up Emmy Awards by putting entrepreneurs with potential financial backers every week. It's a very entertaining show, and those pitching a product or business have to convince at least one backer or shark to become a partner.
It's one of my favorite shows. It has been for years. And the you know, they have five people who are sharks. One is Robert, I forgot his last name, he's from Croatia originally. They have a gal from New York City who was a real estate investor. And they had, of course, Mark Cuban. Who are the ones who were on when you were there?
So we had the core sharks. They like to spin a lot of guests through. So it was Damon.
Yes,
Damon John.
Damon John, who founded FUBU.
That's correct.
The clothing company.
Yep. Mark Cuban, obviously. Lori Grenier.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. Lori. She's kind of the champion of
QVC.
She's the QVC champion.
Right.
Let's see. And then Robert
Herkovic or something like that.
Herkovic, yep. And then Mr. Wonderful.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, yes.
Yes, Mr. Wonderful. He's a character. And that's the great thing about the show. They form characters. Each with their different personalities. They're all vying to try to get an investment if they think it's a good one. And it's very entertaining. And, you know, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about what you should know if you're going to become an entrepreneur and get into a business venture, without a doubt. So you were successful in getting billionaire Mark Cuban to become a backer of your product. That's pretty sensational.
It's an amazing experience. Honestly, it was sort of surreal because we were such a new business and we didn't actually ever, we watched the show
yes
a lot, and I watched it with my family, and I was like, how could I get on there, you know, what could we create? Never thought it would be a fish dip, but it got us there.
That's
and,
amazing.
And it got us a deal. So yeah, it's a pretty remarkable experience all the way around.
So you actually thought first about getting on the show and then coming up with a product instead of the opposite.
Yes, so I've always been entrepreneurial.
Right.
Have had different businesses in the past. Some were successful, some weren't. But I always dreamed of being on the show. It's sort of like the Super Bowl of entrepreneurship.
It is,
sure.
It is.
You know, and when you there's a very elite few that have made it to that show, and you know, when you that show sort of signifies you made it.
It's Emmy award winning.
It is.
Multiple.
Their 200th episode this season.
Wow, that's sensational.
And I don't know that it'll stop anytime soon.
No, it I mean, because they have a constant flow of different guests, different ages, different religions, sex. There's no stopping point, and it's so amazing. Tell us about your fish dip product that became such a big hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we grew up in Florida. I'm born and raised. My business partner grew up in Florida as well, and we wanted to create something that was different than what everybody else had out there.
Right.
And so instead of doing the traditional mayonnaise or cream cheese smoked fish dip, we were fighting fires at the same time when we were building this business, so we wanted to create something that was healthy and related to fitness, and that was putting Greek yogurt in there as a substitute.
Right, mm-hmm. And his name is James Arcaro.
That's correct.
Yep. Right, right. You're both firefighters, so that's pretty good. And so the dip has its own obviously has its own flavor that turned Mark Cuban on. Did anyone else bid too, or just Mark?
No, so it's kind of funny how that transpired in there. You know, you're in the Shark Tank we're in there about an hour and 5 minutes, and they edit it down to 8 minutes. So there's a great deal that happens that you don't see when
Tell
you watch
us
the television
what
show.
Doesn't happen.
So there's a lot of back and forth. What they, you know, I think with the Shark Tank, what it is that everybody knows sort of the general questions they're going to ask, right? So you can prepare yourself for that, or you hopefully prepare yourself for that.
Sure, sure.
But what they do is they try to throw you off. You know, everybody comes at you at the same time. You're trying to answer one question. You maybe have a 1, 2, 3-part answer, but you don't even get through half of your first answer before someone else is asking. So what you have to sort of do is pick and choose. But the first two sharks that went out were Damon and Lori, and we had actually targeted Damon because based on his lifestyle that maybe he would like our product.
Right.
And when he went out first, it sort of deflates you.
Sure.
And but you got to keep going.
Sure.
And then Lori went out. And once Lori went out, you start, is this going downhill?
Right.
You know,
am I going to walk away with nothing?
And then, and then Mark kind of took over. And at that time, Mr. Wonderful and Robert were still on the table. I think Robert was pretty interested in doing a deal, but Mark kind of took over and dominated and didn't give anybody else a chance because he offered us what we came for.
Yes.
So there was no reason to really entertain anything else at that point.
And you've got to snatch that offer when you get it.
Yeah, we did.
They kind of like kick you out the door if you don't.
That's exactly right. And we were so like caught off guard that he gave us exactly what we wanted. Mm-hmm. It took us a second to process. And he's like, guys.
Hey, wait.
And we're like, no.
Yeah.
we'll do the deal.
Sure.
What makes your fish dip? It's called Really Hooked Fish Company.
Yeah.
What makes that so special? Because we're connoisseurs of fish dip, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You grew up in, or if you've been in Florida long enough, you've definitely tried a lot of different fish dips on the menus. Ours is different because we try to hold ourselves to a certain standard as far as the fish goes, making it a premium product. But it's the Greek yogurt that's really the differentiating factor.
Oh,
so,
the Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting.
So it's a Greek yogurt base. So there's no mayo, no cream cheese. What you end up getting is a really high protein, low calorie fish dip.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the like fitness and athletic world really enjoy the product because it's something different. And you know, 8 ounces is 40 grams of protein and 250 calories. So
what fish do you use?
We use wahoo.
Oh, that's good.
We started out with king mackerel, mm-hmm. and then we started sourcing wahoo. And again, trying to keep that premium mentality, we wanted to go with something that sort of everybody loves on the table.
Huh. Well, when they start shooting the episode, I guess there's a show director. Obviously, he tells you where to walk in, where to stand. What's it like? I mean, do they take breaks and pauses in between the scenes they shoot? How many cameras do they have? I mean, what's the scene like?
Those are good questions. So first off, let me tell you, it's absolutely as terrifying as it looks.
Uh-huh.
It's not scripted. There's no breaks.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we were in a trailer in Sony Studios all day just waiting for them to call us, and you don't really know. You do one walkthrough previously in the day, and then they show you your marks and where you're going to walk, and then you go back to your trailer, and not everybody even gets to go. They overcast. So,
oh, my God.
So we're just sitting there waiting. We were the last ones to get called on the day. So we got there at Sony Studios at 8 a.m., and we didn't actually get called back till I think, like 6 or 7 L.A. time.
Oh, my God.
So we were there all day kind of like sweating,
you know,
like, oh, gosh. And once it happens and it starts moving, and you go in there and you're next because there's a shark there's an entrepreneur presenting the sharks. They're on a TV and then they're like, okay, two sharks are down. We need to start cutting food, getting ready. So we're literally in this little room cutting food and, you know, they're miking us up at the same time and preparing. And then once you get to the little doors that you see open, it's literally like rush, hurry up, move here, stand here. Then I remember hearing 3, 2, 1 and then the doors open.
Bam.
It's game time.
Bam.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That must be nerve-wracking.
It was very nerve-wracking.
Oh, my God.
Did they pay your airfare in your hotel room?
They did take care of us there.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Where is it shot?
It's shot in L.A. at Sony Studios.
L.A. Okay.
Yep. So they paid for airfare and hotel. We were out there for 5 days. You go through different days of, like, pre-pitching in front of the producers. They're checking energy. They're doing. Not everybody they bring out there actually gets to air. In fact, we had some friends that actually presented to the Sharks that never ended up airing. They don't. they swear you to the secrecy by you can't say anything when you come back, and they say if you know you can't tell, you don't know if you're going to air, don't embarrass yourself type deal. And say you're going to do it. So we waited, I think we casted in June. And then we didn't air till November. So for that long, we knew we went out there. We knew we shook Mark Cuban's hand. But we were trying to still close the deal during that time, too. Wow. That's another thing.
Interesting. So how much did you get? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We got $75,000 for 25%. Okay. But we're like less than a year in business. And we really didn't have a big infrastructure. We were selling at farmers markets. We only had 10,000 in sales, and we were full-time wildland firefighters traveling the country. So it was a big deal for us.
Yeah. So what season and episode was it for people who want to go back and look at it?
It was just last season, which was season 9. And if you want to look it up, you can look up Really Hooked, Shark Tank, but it's episode 907.
Okay.
Yeah.
907.
I'm definitely going to go back and look at that.
Yeah, I think you'll get a kick out of it for sure.
Well, after you shook hands with Mark Cuban and you landed your deal, what happens then? Does he write a check right then, or is there negotiations, or is there due diligence involved in case you misrepresented, or what?
Yep, that's right. So Shark Tank does their own due diligence phase prior to getting you there to sort of vet through that.
I see.
But then the sharks, once you do, they call it's a handshake deal. And then you go through your separate due diligence with the Shark team. So Mark Cuban's team is who we went through that with. And that's a very long period of time of validating the business. In fact, there's some statistics, if you look them up online, on how many deals actually close. And a lot of times you'll see the handshake deal, but it never closes. So we did close, but we didn't close till a month after we aired. It took us 7 months to close the deal with Mark, and it didn't happen till we actually, aired on Shark Tank.
Now, does he have like as a person assigned from his staff to communicate with you, or do you actually talk to Mark at times, or how does that work?
So Mark's been very accessible for
us. Really?
Yes, via email, very accessible. He responds. I sent him an email. What we have to do is we send weekly reports or bi-weekly sales reports and stuff, and he'll respond sometimes late at night, and he'll shoot back an email within 3 minutes.
Wow.
And yeah, it's crazy. But other than that, we do have a team.
Yes.
So when it's not really pertinent or I don't need direct insight from Mark, we do have a team, Mark Cuban Company's team with, 5 or 6 people in different categories that can help us in situations.
Yes. Yeah. So he does throw his weight around on the show because he probably has more money than all the rest of them put together.
That's right.
And sometimes I'll actually hear him say, I'll give you $50K just so I don't have to listen to these other guys talk or something
true.
Like that. He
usually gets what he wants.
He usually bullies the other ones, and he's extremely bright. I mean, I'll give him credit. He knows what he's doing, and I can understand why he's become so successful.
So I'm really curious about this fish dip. Where can I purchase this fish dip?
Oh, gosh.
Is it in stores, on the web?
So we were in a lot of stores and restaurants locally, but making fish dip by the masses with the regulations that are out there is fairly challenging. This isn't stuff that you can just make in your house and then, throw it in retail stores. So we have a co-packer in St. Pete that was helping us sort of private label manufacture.
Right.
And we're going through some transitions right now and with our packaging, and there's just a lot of moving parts. So right now, nowhere.
Okay.
That's the honest truth.
You're putting it together.
We're getting there. We tried to accommodate the masses, and we were so small that a lot of things started sort of trickling in the wrong direction. So before that, the small problems became massive problems. We kind of pulled it, and we're restructuring, and we'll be back out. But following us on Facebook or checking out our website from time to time, reallyhooked.com, Facebook. It's Facebook / Really Hooked. It's all Really Hooked.
How do you spell that?
It's just like the fishing reel, so it's R-E-E-L-Y and then Hooked. And we have pretty good searchability now that we aired on Shark Tank. So if you Google that, you'll find something on us.
Excellent. So do you know what restaurants will be carrying it or no?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Not sure yet.
Okay.
But we're working on some stuff.
I'm definitely going to be following this closely.
Yeah, and we will be making some market announcements. We've done a Dunedin market a lot, and I'm speaking with them. So we might start getting some small stuff out there. We can visit us at the local farmers markets, which was something we were big on when we were first. We're taking it back to the grassroots here.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you're doing this project so as to help families of fallen firefighters and to improve our fisheries habitats and stuff. So is that correct?
Absolutely. This whole business, when we created it, be it wildland firefighters, we thought we just had to give back. So we found a way to structure in where we can give back to those, you know, victims of families of fallen firefighters, as well as the fisheries are a big part of what we do in our lifestyle. James and I are both Florida natives, so like the seas and the ocean is part of our passion. It's part of who we are. So the right thing to do is sort of be, sort of shepherds of the sea, right? And sure. So we're figuring out ways as we grow and get bigger in the future that we can give back to both those.
That's great. Well, based on your Shark Tank experience, would you encourage other entrepreneurs to follow in your footsteps?
100%. And you know, what I would say is a lot of stuff that I got after the Shark Tank from people was, I wish I could have done that, or I wish I would have applied, you know, or a lot of people sort of fear the outcome before they actually do the deed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't even think we'd have a chance to get there. But once we got in the process and we started doing it, you know, we were full throttle, and every little thing we did, just detail oriented. We wanted to separate ourselves.
Yes.
And I would definitely absolutely encourage it. I think it's a great experience. If you can make it through, it teaches you a lot. You become more intimate with your business. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot. We got a shark that's a billionaire, so we learn a lot from him. So there's a lot of different aspects, not to mention the marketing. You know, when 4 or 5 million people see you, you know, you can acquire some good customer lists.
You become an instant celebrity.
Yeah. At least B level or something.
Well,
right?
You know, heck, that's certainly a well-watched show, and it's national, and there's repeats of it all the time.
That's the benefit, right?
You know, so it's not like a one-shot deal. So that's some. Well, how do people apply? Is it just go online and look up Shark Tank?
Yeah, ABC? That's what we did. So there's a couple different ways. They have open castings, but mine was a simple email submission to the Shark Tank. It was literally somebody's email, and I sent a photo with like a little brief description of us, and I threw in some catchy stuff in there to try to catch
jazz
their eye.
It up, jazz it up
a little. Again, it's all about creating separation, you know?
Sure.
Everybody doing the same thing, it's not gonna go anywhere. So, especially with the Shark Tank, where they're trying to find innovation and stuff that's gonna change the world type stuff.
Did you have any opportunity before you appeared or afterwards to actually talk with the sharks and have any exchange with them, or was it pretty much cut and dried? You're on and you're off, except obviously your ongoing chats with Mark Cuban. But was there anything going on before where you could talk to them and get to
know? No, it's real secretive too. They don't even want the sharks to know who you are because they don't want them doing any research. It's really this secretive thing. So what we did when we went, you get to check your props, you know, the little setup,
yes,
right before you do the walk. And so you go out there and they're like, is everything out here right? And they're all there getting their makeup, you know, Mark's on his cell phone. And
did they put makeup on you?
Yeah, we get, like, for James and I, James needed more than I did. But they just give you like a couple little touch-ups. And they took us in the hair. We both have long hair. They're like, oh, this is perfect. They didn't do anything for us. Okay. I was hoping they would. But that's what they do. And when we were leaving after checking the props, Damon was walking around and he like stopped and shook our hand, and it's
that's
like
nice.
Wow, this is really cool.
He seems like a cool guy.
He does. Yeah. He seems cool. He said he wanted to hang out with us. We haven't hung out with him yet, but I'm gonna hold him to it.
Yeah, and Richard seems like a pretty they all do. They all seem
which is
to
the
be
most terrifying.
I think
Wonderful.
I think everybody's scared of Mr. Wonderful.
He scares me.
It was funny because he came at us with a couple of things, and you can watch the edits, and he seems a little scary. But for the most part, he was a nice guy during the entire time.
You'll if you don't do it the right way, you'll be crushed like a cockroach.
Yeah, the cockroach thing.
We
practice like that. We'd ask each other questions, and James would be sitting on a couch, and I'd say stuff like that, and just be like, "What are you gonna do?
What's his name? What's Mr. Wonderful's?"
Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary. That's it. Kevin O'Leary. Yeah, he's created quite a persona, without a doubt. Well, that's really some cool stuff. I would say. We'll be back right after this break.
If you're in the hospitality
hospitality business, here's an important message that can help you. Gold Compass is a company based in Clearwater that serves the Tampa Bay area and performs a very confidential and helpful service. Known publicly as Mystery Shopping, Gold Compass sends investigators posing as regular customers into your hotel, restaurant, or business. They evaluate everything from attitudes to service to quality to integrity. You receive a comprehensive narrative report that details all the findings, gives you a clear picture of how employees are treating your customers, and how customers view your business. It's the kind of feedback that's currently assisting owners and managers of cruise lines, hotels, and restaurants so they can objectively review employee performances, tighten procedures, encourage more repeat business, and therefore improve their bottom lines. For details on how Gold Compass can help you, call them at 727-724-4949. That's 727-724-4949.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including customized merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art, and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation research and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
As the number one beach in America, with our signature sugar sand, we all know what an amazing destination Clearwater is to visit. In addition to welcoming our guests and enhancing the visitor's experience, the Clearwater Regional Chamber is helping to improve the way we live and work. Representing over 600 businesses in every type of industry, the Chamber's work is broad, diverse, and dynamic, including building alignment of vision with our partners, offering promotion and marketing assistance, and advocacy with our local, state, and national decision makers in order to leverage the economic impact to our region. The Clearwater Regional Chamber is going strong as a collective voice of business and has been for over 95 years. So we invite you to join us in making Clearwater the premier place to live, work, and play. Contact the Clearwater Regional Chamber at 727-461-0011 or visit us online at www.clearwaterflorida.org.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Kelly Kelly Show today and every Monday from 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We wish to thank three friends who help promote the Kelly Kelly Show with an ad that runs daily on the five Tan Talk Radio Network stations. And those friends are NFL and NCAA football coaching legend Jimmy Johnson, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and renowned artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey.
Also, tip of the hat to writer and author extraordinaire Richard Lowe and lucky Shark Tank contestant Steve Markey, our guest today. Steve was really particularly interesting because we're such fans of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I believe it. Next week we'll be chatting with Gary Nicklaus, son of Jack Nicklaus, the golfing great, and he's a commissioner on Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. And we're waiting for confirmation on a couple of other guests, too, who will certainly be of interest to you.
And speaking of lucky, would you believe that a Clearwater man won $2 million with a scratch-off ticket last week? Jason Chambers bought a $10 ticket at the Feather Sound Rally in Clearwater and took the one-time lump payment option of $1,420,000.
Why is it always somebody else, you know?
Right.
Have you ever had any luck with the scratch-offs?
No.
I just don't.
I have worse luck than you, Doug, though.
It's just awful.
I never play anymore.
This weekend, there's something else coming up with our friend Howard Warshauer.
Right. The Clearwater Community Gardens has a winter plant sale offering vegetables, flowers, herbs, houseplants, annuals, and more. It takes place at 1277 Groove Street in Clearwater.
Groove Street.
Yep, and that's on February 2nd and 3rd from 8 to 5 p.m. That's a Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, what a great name, Groove Street. Also this Friday through Sunday, what's going on?
The St. Pete Beach Seafood and Music Festival. Food booths open at noon and run to 10 p.m. with live music, and admission is free. It's on Corey Avenue in downtown St. Pete Beach.
Well, I don't know how many people in Tampa Bay who don't love seafood, so I think we better check that out, too.
Right.
What do you think?
Big seafood fan here.
Wow, wow. Also, you pointed out something on the internet you sent to me that I think the county or the city is doing.
Yeah, I wrote an article about it one year. It's every year they have a big Valentine's Day wedding.
Yeah.
And that's at the Botanical Gardens on Valentine's Day, and you can register, and I don't know, that up to 50 couples get married at the Florida Botanical Gardens, and that will be Thursday, February 14th.
That's kind of neat and different, that's for darn sure. You know, speaking of the lottery, my mother, who's no longer with us, but she was extremely lucky, and on three occasions she won five on the lottery.
Five numbers?
Five out of six, yeah.
Why can't
one,
you?
Three, four, five, $6,000.
Why isn't that passed on genetically?
Yeah, really. And a friend from high school, last name was Lopez, I forgot the first name, that won $27 million.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, so it's going to be fun talking to Gary Nicklaus. He's going to be playing on the Champions Tour because he just turned 50.
So he plays golf too?
Oh, yes. He does. He's one of several of Jack Nicklaus' sons who do play the game and do so very well. So I guess the big question is, where are we going to eat tonight?
That's true. And after all this talk about seafood, I'm ready for some seafood.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to head over to the beach. Who knows? But at any rate, it's been a fun show. Really learned a lot, both about ghost writing and writing books and all that, and of course the Shark Tank. So let's wrap it up.
Okay, and this week's Bible verse is from Acts 2, verse 21. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
All right, that's good. And always keep this in mind. The richest person is not the one who has the most, but the one who needs the least.
I like that.
Thanks for listening to the Kelly Kelly Show on Tantalk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for Tampa Bay's newest and most entertaining